He's serving what amounts to a lifetime sentence for federal child pornography charges, along with sentences after pleading guilty to sexual assault in Eaton and Ingham counties. But Larry Nassar wants a new sentence in Ingham County and wants the judge who sentenced him to be disqualified. Also, attorneys for the former MSU sports doctor say he was assaulted in May after being released into the general population of a federal prison. All of this comes a day after a U.S. Senate subcommittee investigated just how Nassar was able to sexually assault women and girls for years. The senators aimed tough questions at MSU interim president John Engler about his leadership and his dealings with Nassar survivors. With us now, Michigan Radio's Shayna Roth. She was there in Washington for the hearing. Shayna, first tell us about this news today about Larry Nassar.
Yeah, this came out early this morning, and it looks like it was filed yesterday. Nassar is asking to be resentenced in his Ingham County case, and this is the Judge Aquilina case where you had the more than 100 survivors coming forward at sentencing and telling all of their stories. And what he is saying, essentially, is that Judge Rosemarie Aquilina was not an unbiased and impartial judge. And because of that, he did not get a fair sentence because, according to Nassar, as soon as he walked in there and as soon as that hearing started, she was out to get him. Aquilina made statements like, "I just signed your death warrant." And so he is saying that he deserves to be resentenced by a different judge.
And indeed, there were think pieces written during that process, kind of questioning her strident tone, shall we say, during the proceeding.
Yeah, and it sounds like that's kind of been a part of Nassar's entire argument. By Aquilina speaking the way she did with the survivors during the hearing, by making all these statements, not just while she was sentencing him, but throughout the proceeding, that he was treated unfairly.
So what comes next?
So he has filed these motions. He wants the resentencing and the appointment of a new judge. And it looks like those motions are going to be scheduled for hearings in August. So it's going to be up to a judge to decide what happens next and if these motions have merit.
So, Shayna, let's talk about what happened yesterday in that Senate hearing room in D.C. We have seen and heard clips of the senators and John Engler. You were there, though. What was the atmosphere in the room like, considering so many of the survivors were right there?
You know, it was a little tense. I mean, it was a packed room there, not just for John Engler, but also for officials from USA Gymnastics and the Olympic Committee, which have also come under fire for their association with Nassar and some of their prior practices. At one point, though, one of the senators asked the survivors to stand up, and there were about 80 of them, to stand up in the room and be recognized, and there was applause. And it was interesting to have that many survivors in the room because, I mean, I don't know how many committee hearings you've watched on C-SPAN, but usually they are very quiet, they're very reserved. But there were several times during the hearing where there was just an outburst of applause when a senator would make a very poignant comment.
So, Shayna, what kind of questions did the senators ask Engler? What were they getting at?
Initially, they wanted to know what are some of the policies that you have put into place that is going to make sure that something like this doesn't happen again. And Engler was happy to share all of the different changes that have been made at the school since he started there 6 months ago. But then, you know, things very quickly turned into some of the things that Engler himself has done and some of the missteps that he's made during that time. That includes an email that got out where Engler said that, you know, these survivors might be being manipulated by trial lawyers. And then in that same email, he said that maybe Rachel Denhollander was getting a kickback. And Denhollander is one of the first women to come forward and accuse Nassar publicly. So that was something that was brought up. Another thing that was brought up, and he was very rigorously questioned on, was a private meeting that he had with Kaylee Lorenz. Lorenz says that her and Engler met with a couple other people in the room and he offered her money to end her civil lawsuit. She's a part of this massive lawsuit against the school with more than 300 other survivors. And Engler was questioned about that multiple times, and he said, "We never talked about money." And that, of course, afterwards made the survivors very upset and very frustrated because they say that he's calling Lorenz a liar.
And afterwards, you spoke with Kaylee Lorenz?
I did, and she was very frustrated with not just what Engler said about her, but about his performance in general and how he presented himself in front of the committee. And this is what she had to say in reaction to Engler's statements that they never talked about money.
I was extremely shocked about the fact where he said that he never talked about money at all during that meeting. And that is a straight lie. Like, it was a 45-minute meeting, and I'm telling you, 35 minutes of that meeting was all about money.
And you also had a chance to get a reaction on the Kaylee meeting from survivor Morgan McCall.
She was definitely not impressed with Engler and very frustrated with him. And honestly, what she has to say kind of speaks for itself.
I think he is perhaps one of the most disgusting men that I've ever seen in my entire life. And I absolutely stand with Kaylee. I believe Kaylee. And I don't know why anyone would choose to prioritize John Engler's character over Kaylee's at any point, given his record and his behavior.
Well, yeah, boy, pull no punches there. What did Morgan McCall say to you about the way the senators questioned Mr. Engler?
She was happy with how the senators performed and with how they questioned Engler. She said afterwards that, you know, they were really hoping for the senators to rise to the occasion and to not pull any punches with Engler. And this is her reaction to that.
I think he was very gloating and bullish about the way that he was really touting his accomplishments. But I think that the senators saw right through him and they didn't buy it. It was a lot of PR. It was a lot of what we expected. And so I feel happy that they didn't entertain him.
So, Shana, does John Engler have any more hearings ahead in Washington? Because this is an ongoing investigation by Congress. Can he look forward to any more committee hearings?
Not that I know of. This is the third of several committee hearings that they've done, is sort of this investigation into what happened. It's possible that they could bring him back in, but at this point, we just don't know. And Engler's time at MSU is starting to run out. He is just the interim president, and there is a search going on for a permanent president. And during the committee hearing, Engler said he hopes they find a new president quickly.
Michigan Radio's Shana Roth from yesterday's hearing in Washington. Thank you so much, Shana.
Thanks for having me.